Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Can I get some help? I gotta have some help. Wanna get some help? Wanna get some help?
Are we up? We're up. We're up, JD. We're up, Bobo.
Get on.
We're up. This is midnight. Definitely.
Midnight.
Get on up.
Attack dog.
Get on up. Get on up. Ha! Just get on up. How we doing now?
Thank I want to hear Riding with Uncle Roy again.
Get on up.
All right. Let me pull it up.
All righty then.
800-800-RADIO. 800-800-7234. It's going to be a sad day when he realizes we're recording him, because we're going to lose all this.
Oh, does he not know that he's
being
recorded?
No, that's why he cusses so much.
And you got to get him in his natural state.
How long does it take you to edit these with the bleeps? A half hour?
It takes a little time, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
every other word, mother.
MFM. That is Roy's word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, just rolls off the tongue. And the other voice you're hearing this is James. He's one of the drivers, too. He's talking about his vehicle and what his brother says to it.
Be like editing a rap reality TV show.
Uncle Roy riding around with Uncle Roy talking about the radio.
Radio.
Hey, man, this mother ain't on.
Hey, man, we...
That's the problem. You're hitting the seat, not doing what station you want.
That's the first thing a black man do, check the radio. He gonna check the radio. If that radio ain't working, he ain't. He can go out there and buy a used car. The first thing, he ain't gonna check the motor, he ain't gonna check the oil, he ain't gonna check the radio. He gonna check the radio and AC. If that work, you can sell that motherfucking car. That motherfucker about to be knocking like a bitch.
He don't give a damn.
He gonna cut the radio up and drown the motherfucker out. Jabber like a motherfucker. You can sell a black man anything. If it's got a good system in it, you can sell that motherfucker. Nah, he don't give a fuck. He's gonna be knocking, smoking. If the air working and the goddamn radio work,
then I told my brother.
And he go down there and put him some 24s on that motherfucker.
Man, Mike, did he have no oil in the other week, bro? This motherfucker, that's the first thing he gonna cut that music up and down. I say, bitch, you don't hear my ticket. No, bitch.
Feather my ripple.
You can't hear it, goddamn. You can't hear it. Yeah, you know, don't take but a minute. I've been preaching that to Daniel for 5 years. Daniel. Check the oil in every new car you get in, motherfucker.
Oh, I love Uncle Roy.
Daniel,
God almighty.
I done told you two times.
I mean, if that ain't barbershop, what is?
You got to get Daniel to talk, too. He wasn't in the car at that point, but when they're all three of them in the car. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It gets better than that?
Yeah.
I haven't spent any time with all three of them, just Roy.
Man, you should ride with them one day.
Yeah, that's
it. It'd be just good to do.
That's what I need to do.
Take him on a trip.
I wish
yeah,
I had
like
the
time to do that.
I would
yeah.
love to have the time to do that. I want to have the time. I'm looking forward to the day.
I wish we traveled more. That one trip we did to Houston was gold, man. It was so much fun.
We got invited to something at Gal's house.
Yeah.
What? Where?
We got invited to a couple things in Houston.
Yeah, that, and then you got invited to meet and greet Mike and Mike.
At some auditorium.
Tomorrow, yeah.
That's tomorrow?
Yes.
Wow.
Mike time to do cool, that.
Mike, man, I always love you. And Mike, I love you even more.
Man, I love Mike and both Mikes. Who are they?
Mike Golick and Mike Greenberg.
They're
good sportscasters.
A flagship morning show on ESPN
yeah, that's
Radio
who they
Network.
Are.
Yeah, national.
And television.
Yeah, I mean, they're only all over the place, JD Ryan.
I know. Well, they're not on my channel. Is it a sports channel?
Yes.
Okay, I blocked those.
Although, you're on a sports channel now. So.
Except this one. This is the one I love.
Boy.
This is the only channel I listen to.
Well, you're on sports and rock. Yeah.
What is in the news, sir?
Well, let's see here. Now, did we talk about this yet in Houston, the Austin police radio sting where they had the lady? Did we talk about it here or not?
No, I don't think so.
It's a hoax. Posted to Facebook stating breaking news. Area meth and heroin supplies possibly contaminated with Ebola. Bring it down to the police station and we'll check it for you. Well, one lady did. Chastity Hobson is 29 years old. And you've seen her mugshot. She's just smiling like, yeah. You're going to take my picture too? This has got to be the dumbest woman in the planet.
Two teeth on the bottom and one on top.
Sure. Anyway, she comes down and she lays her drugs out on the pen. Here it is. You want to check it? And the cops say, you know what? We'll check you. Yeah. And so anyway.
Now, John, you got April Fooled, right, by your wife?
I did. She sent me a text message of in our TV room, my TV room, away from the kids.
Your TV,
Dad's
right.
Den.
Dad's away.
I've got a 60 or 70 on the wall, big TV.
Right, beautiful.
And she sent me a picture of it and said, damn Nolan, and made a red face.
Uh-oh.
And she told me, it was splintered. It looked like he got shot with a gun. I said, what did he hit it with? She said, the fire poker.
Oh,
and I was
no.
so mad. This was last night about 6 o'clock. And when I got home, I walked back there and it was fine.
What was it?
She took a Photoshop.
Oh,
and
she
splintered
Photoshopped it. That's good.
Yeah,
it
she got you. She got me good.
She got you. That's good. Anybody else get anything?
No.
It's just like amateur day. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, for wives to do it, though, that's unexpected.
And that's a pretty good one, too. That's pretty original.
All right, in the car business, incorrectly positioned airbags, heaters that could catch fire, or parking brakes that fail. Yes, if you have a Ford, you can have all those three things.
Oh, no.
The automaker is recalling 37,000 modeled cars, the 2015 and 2016 Transit vans. Let's see what else. The 2015 and 2016 Lincoln MKC.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that
they're calling it back for being so ugly.
That's the
both of them.
All right. That's the one that could catch fire. And then the one with the parking brake is the 2015 and 16 Ford F650 and 750s.
Huh. Good Lord.
Yeah,
at least it's vehicles that's not real popular.
Yeah, well, exactly.
There's enough recalls as it is out there.
If it was something like a Taurus or something, yeah.
Did you say MKZ or
MKC?
C. What is the C?
I don't know.
Ugly.
It's ugly. Everybody remember the Fantasy Island TV show?
Sure.
What was the first? What was the thing that tattoo
said? The plane.
Well, the plane. That airplane is a 1967 Grumman Widgeon. Anyway, it's for sale. Believe it or not, it actually was on the show from 1977 to 1984, and multiple owners after that. In fact, it was at once owned by the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics because the owner was caught smuggling drugs in it after the TV show.
Sure.
The dope.
Yeah, so it's
the
only,
coke is coming.
You'll like this, John. It's only got 900 hours on it.
Yes, but
where is it?
It is on it's in the Branson auction later this month in Missouri.
The actual
plane from the TV show.
I would love to have
900 hours.
Planes.
Very low.
Look, boss, here comes
the plane. Rings the bell and goes.
Here comes J.D. Ryan.
With all this drug deal, I think we ought to go to Bob Floyd and listen to the Dope Report.
The Dope Report is awesome, dude.
Bob, you did it earlier, but I think that I don't think we have listeners that listen for 4 hours straight to every word.
If they're doped up, they don't.
Always room for more straight journalism on this show. I think.
There you go. Yeah, this is a good report. Let's pull it up here.
That's right, kids. It's time for the Dope Report. And with early spring-like conditions popping up last February and March, many a backfield cannabis farmer faced a pleasant anomaly this year because anywhere south of a line from New Braunfels, Divider, Texas, well-germinated plants kept outdoors were a foot high by March 1st, and they started budding about a week ago. And that means a big early crop of fair to sticky, fairly potent, but immature low-grade grass by the bucket load available at $40 to $75 on the half ounce. And with cooler, low-pressure fronts now crossing the area, that's going to put a damper on anything coming out for the next 6 to 8 weeks, creating a ticking time bomb of demand that's good for the growers for now, but bad for most periods of the second quarter. So the plan that pays best right now is to find those motivated sellers now at local marinas, nursery supply stores, and fish and gun clubs. These guys are easy to spot. Obviously, they'll be high on their own plentiful supply and readily approachable. And since you'll be buying in quantity, you'll notice that $100 bills will make them quite nervous. Your typical hill country grower hasn't seen anything larger than a 20 since the Cotton Bowl. So clean up at $100 on the OZ, make use of that chest freezer we recommended back in January, and sit tight. And when the supply numbers tank, you can resell at Cha-Ching, $45 on the quarter ounce for an 80% markup that no one will scoff at come summertime. And with spring break come and gone right along with the last of their Christmas money from grandma, right, college students across the region have gone from spending big on party supplies to once again making their own, and that's creating a new surge in available quantities of synthetic ecstasy,
really?
Acid, and fake opioids of every shape and color. And when our future leaders of tomorrow are flat busted broke, you'd be amazed at how you can stock up on some very exciting stuff as long as you buy in quantity. And remember, these items are nowhere near FDA approved, So don't let too much of any one chemical loose on the same crowd. You dig? Because your target clientele will be the typical blue-collar 30-something high-on-the-weekend type. And there's only so much alternate reality that old Randy the Roofer can take before he loses his full-time gig and you're out one previously enthusiastic buyer. Again, stash and store is the key. And your Saturday nights are bound to get a lot more interesting in the bargain. So trip away, you go-getter, you. Remember to buy big, sell bigger, and keep your vitamin C intake high. You'll thank me later. And that's our dope report for late spring. This is your Uncle Bobbo. You keep toking.
Good, baby. Yeah.
That's good.
Smoke him if you got him.
What do you think the odds of Texas getting legalized are? What's Trump's position on legal?
Yeah.
Weed? I don't think he's... He really doesn't get into policy much, so...
I don't know. Yeah. Policy. No. Except when he does, he's...
I do know... I think Forbes said something about it was a $5 billion industry?
Yeah, right. Billion.
Billion.
I don't really wish to say at this time. I've got my advisors looking at it. Very soon.
Yeah.
Very, very soon. I'll be out with an answer on this thing. I think it could be huge.
Yes. That's exactly his policy on it.
What's the latest this week? Did anything happen in his
just
world?
Just his thing. Oh, well, he spoke out about abortion and women, saying women that have abortion should be punished. Okay. Fine line of the law. First of all, you can't do that, but he's saying if they break, it was a hypothetical question. If you break a federal law, should you be punished? Yeah, but boy, what a stupid thing to say.
What a setup, though.
Of course, it was a trap.
You should know that, though. You should be better at speaking.
What was he supposed to answer?
At a president, you say, well, that's a very hypothetical question. In a hypothetical world, anyone that breaks a federal law probably should face prosecution. But my stance on abortion is...
That's how you answer that question.
You don't just go, yeah, they probably should get
whooped. Because he makes it up on
the
fly.
Did he say that Megyn Kelly should have been aborted?
No, he didn't quite go that far.
I don't know if he said it on a mic. But
I saw Orrin Popular said one of he's the most, at this point, the most unpopular politician in like 2 decades.
Yeah.
Like, where?
Who is?
Donald Trump.
Then why is he winning?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. How does that make any sense?
All right. We'll be right back. Una momento, por favor. My name's John Clay Wolf, and I buy cars right here on Planet Radio 105.1 and ESPN 97.5 in H-Town. We'll be back.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Jack-a-da-dack-dack-down.
Have you ever heard Derek Trucks, the Derek Trucks Band, and Susan Tedeschi?
Yeah, it's basically just an offshoot of Grateful Dead.
They're great. Yeah. They are great. JD, you had some more penile stories.
A couple.
We didn't hit.
One out of Florida, of course, out of Florida. Where else? A bullet lodged in a Brevard County man's testicles after he was shot by his 60-year-old wife.
60?
60.
Okay.
She caught him messing around, told him to sit on the couch, and she started waving the gun at him.
Uh-huh.
The gun goes off, hits him in the knee, it travels up his leg, and lodges in his testicles.
Now, do you remember the story that I shared a month ago about my neighbor? Who shot his father with a .243 rifle.
Oh, that's right.
And it went in the head of the unit and out the testes.
That was a painful story.
Oh, boy. And how is he?
He's fine, and he's well, and they're all friends.
How do you shoot somebody in that particular place, and we're buddies now?
Dad was doing something to mom that son didn't like, and son whipped out a gun and said, you better stop, and he didn't, and he pulled the trigger. And then he came to our door, knock, 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 in the middle of the night. I shot him.
This is so weird.
It was so weird. And now that I've moved back out there, this is country stories, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Boy, it really is.
It really is.
Stuff happens.
It's the old west out there.
It was until they started building all these houses. But yeah, they're still out there, and they're friends.
Logistically, how does it just hit that and nothing else?
Obviously he needed some repairs done. But my understanding of it, and this was over 25 years ago when this took place, is he's a full-functioning male and has been for quite some time.
After a .223 bullet goes through it.
Yeah, I thought using a catheter was tough.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that particular part of the body, zany entertainer Jeff Beecher, who created the outrageous vaudeville review Beecher's Madhouse, once tipped the scale at 415 pounds. Well, he got his tummy stapled. He said, you know, it's basically has helped me find an old friend of mine. I've always been fat, but it's something else when you're so fat you can't find your penis. That's what happened to me at more than 400 pounds and 5 feet 7 Good inches Lord. Tall. He said I'd have to oh, this is so awful. Did hunt around my flab to locate it before I went to the bathroom. That's, and who in the world? And then he says, or attempt to have sex. Who would
Speaking of
with
riding
him?
With Uncle Roy, when thank I was a you, kid, there was this African-American fella named Shep. We called him Shep.
Okay, when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's a great Shep. Name.
He
that's
was Shepherd, name. And he was the shoe shiner at the red carpet car wash right next door.
Cool.
And Dad hired him to work for him because he did such a good job on his boots that he said, you're a good guy and you want to come work for me. So he worked for us full time.
Okay.
And he was telling me a story one time about he was at a brothel. Shep was.
Shep was at the brothel.
And he had him a big gal. Under wraps.
Oh.
And he was on, like he was moving around.
Yeah.
Started, and then he moved. And she's like, baby, you ain't in. You in a wrinkle.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, really? That's not real.
And then he moved back, and he went and got the right target.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what? Heck with that. I'm going back to that wrinkle.
God.
This is Shep telling a nice, a 10-year-old white boy these stories.
Right. Maybe Shep.
Obviously. And you wonder why you're twisted.
Right. Why you tell little John Wolf about that wrinkle story all the time, Shep? That's nasty, Shep. You nasty, Shep.
Suddenly the preacher's a pervert.
Johnny in 08 Tahoe.
You one nasty Eskimo.
Oh, here we go, 08 Tahoe. Johnny, are you there?
I got that.
Johnny's
here.
Oh. Oh, wait, Tahoe.
Hey, that's a good follow-up story after getting shot in the unit, man. That wrinkle story's pretty good.
Awful stories. What's wrong with you?
Oh, wait, Tahoe, is it leather or cloth?
Leather.
Does it have factory navigation or sunroof?
No nav, no sunroof. A DVD player, though.
Average, rough, or clean?
4x4. Average or what?
Average, rough, or clean.
It's average, maybe not flawless, but nothing huge cosmetically sticking out.
7 to 7,500 with 180,000 miles.
All right, 4x4, doesn't it?
It really doesn't in Texas. It doesn't make a damn difference, which is weird. If we were in Colorado, it would. But no, I like these in a truck. Yes, in an SUV, nah. Like an Escalade 2-wheel drive versus Escalade all-wheel drive, it doesn't. There's a book ad, but there's no market ad.
Okay, so around 7 to 75.
Yes, sir. And if that will work for you, go to givemethevin.com. Plug the VIN in, plug the pictures in. Say, Wolf, hit me here. I'll sell it for this. And you know what's next?
Good copy. Well, y'all keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, man. Where are you calling from?
San Antonio, Texas.
How did you find us in San Antonio? We're fixed to be on the air down there in about I think 3 weeks.
No kidding, on their 94.5 ESPN radio?
No, we're gonna be on a rock station down there. I forgot what. No, we're going to be on a country station down
country.
There.
Country?
I forgot which one.
Country?
Yeah.
I'm originally from Houston, so I used to listen to ESPN radio in Houston all the time.
I gotcha. Well, cool. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
See you.
Dude, we're going on the air in San Antonio?
Yeah. Is that good?
Zanvatos quiere.
That deal's not done yet. The one that we're fixing to start is done, those other three rock stations. That San Antonio-Austin deal is still... The reason I say it's not done is because I don't see how we're going to fit on a country station. Oh, I keep saying that, and you say no.
We'll be fine.
All right.
Entertainment is entertainment. What goes between the talk is secondary.
SL Tiempo por los John Clay Wolf.
Yes.
What's a bigger market, San Antonio or Austin?
And rock and country, are the blend is on.
I think San Antonio.
I think
right?
San Antonio, too, yeah.
You think we'll get any Mexico
Austin's
cars?
Got all those outlying suburbs, man. Austin spreads out.
Austin's big. The traffic in Austin's just ridiculous.
Round Rock?
Did they close that tollway down?
No.
It went broke.
No, it's surely still open.
Not. Okay. No, it's still open.
That whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's awesome. The bypass, 174.
130, yeah.
30 maybe or 174 or something. Anyway, it's
Austin.
Great.
Yeah. I never told you guys about my Austin trip.
You can
trip
do 100 out there. What's,
there?
With you?
What's up?
What?
Hey, I never told you guys about my Austin trip last year.
No.
It was awesome.
All right.
I went to see the Eagles at the Irwin Center.
Okay.
and I went by myself.
Yeah.
And I stayed in a place called Drifter Jack's Hostel.
Okay.
Downtown. It's right off the edge of the campus there.
A hostel.
I was the oldest guy there, man. Yeah, shared a room with three college dudes.
Right.
Yeah. Did they hook you up?
It was awesome.
So you went in and you stayed with three college dudes?
Well, I didn't mean to. I just rented a room. It was like $32 a night.
Yeah.
You know, I left after work, got there at about 2 in the morning, checked in, went to sleep, got up the next morning, walked around, went to, you know, the Texas Chili Parlor where Stuntman Mike ate his nachos, sat there, and Death Proof, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So that's an actual place?
I sat right there where he was, man. Texas
Jungle
Chili
Jane?
Pub. Yes.
She was hot.
Right there where Kurt Russell sat. Did that, went around, found a gas pipe, bought a couple of cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Walked to the Irwin Center, saw the Eagles, came back, stayed at Drifter Jack's Hostel.
It's all good times.
And went home.
Well, there you go, boys and girls. There's
awesome.
Bobo's story.
Austin's awesome.
With 49 seconds left, 47, 46, I guess it's about a wrap.
We can count it up.
Easter was good. He has risen.
Yes, he has.
Life is grand.
Amen.
Weather's nice, as Bobo said. Hey, Bobo, where's Cindy? Can she bring us out and tell
Susie.
Us about the weather?
Susie.
Susie Snapper.
I'm a Johnny
Yeah,
show.
Susie.
Yes, this is Susie. Susie Snapper.
Good morning,
here.
Susie.
The old rock DJ from
Houston. Weather the rest of the day. It's going to be a little bit on the warm side, but it's partly cloudy. It's great weather for screwing. Well, I'll tell you that.
Susie is such a car.
Get it on. Find your old man. Get some shiner box and get it on.
We love you, babe.
She's a weird chick, man.
She is.
Well, Susie can take us on out because we're done. You can go to givemethevin.com. The reps will be bidding cars on emails till 4 o'clock today. Otherwise, you probably won't hear from us until Monday morning. But you can load the request 24 hours a day at givemethevin.com. We will be working until 4 today. We were here to buy cars.